Randall. In Belarus today, security forces detained dozens of protesters as crowds rallied in central Minsk, again accusing President Alexander Lukashenko of rigging last month's election. One group of women chanted, "Our president is Sveta," referring to opposition politician Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, who they say won the vote. That is when riot police dragged many of them into vans. Others were arrested nearby. Belarus, a former Soviet republic closely aligned with Russia, has been rocked by street protests since Lukashenko's claim of a landslide victory in the August 9th balloting. He has dismissed opposition charges of mass arrests and abuses as a Western smear campaign. In the run-up to next week's first televised presidential debate, U.S. President Donald Trump plans to announce his choice for the Supreme Court vacancy later today at the White House. It is widely believed in the media and elsewhere that Mr. Trump will name conservative federal appeals court judge Amy Coney Barrett. Her appointment would shift the nation's highest court further to the right and set up a bitter Senate confirmation fight with Democrats. This less than 6 weeks before the American presidential election. Barrett would replace liberal justice and icon Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died at the age of 87 last weekend after 27 years on the Supreme Court bench. If, as expected, Barrett is confirmed by the Republican-controlled Senate, she would expand the court's conservative majority to a rock-solid 6-3 margin. President Trump clearly wants to galvanize his important support from religious conservatives as he campaigns for a second term. Among the immediate fears for Democrats is that the 48-year-old Barrett could help overturn the landmark 1973 Roe v. Wade decision that legalized abortion nationwide. She could also help steer the court toward abolishing Obamacare, even though the White House has no plan ready to replace it. That case is set for arguments shortly after the November 3rd election. This is VOA News. An investigation is underway into the crash of a military transport plane carrying Air Force cadets in eastern Ukraine overnight. Reports indicate at least 22 people on board were killed. Two others are said to be in critical condition. The Russian-made Antonov aircraft, a turboprop, went down as the pilot tried to land during a training exercise. Ukraine's Deputy Interior Minister Anton Gerashenko called the tragedy a shock. The new Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga and Chinese President Xi Jinping have talked by phone. Afterwards, Suga said the stability of Japan-China relations is crucial, not only for the two countries, but also for the region and the world. The two leaders agreed to work closely together with high-level meetings in the future. Four U.S. states have reported record one-day increases in new COVID-19 cases, while the nation has far surpassed the grim milestone of 7 million infections. Wisconsin, one of the states where cases are on the rise, reported more than 2,600 new illnesses, eclipsing its previous record set a week earlier. Minnesota, Oregon, and Utah also experienced record numbers. Johns Hopkins University puts the U.S. pandemic death toll at just under 203,000, with 7,034,000 COVID-19 cases. The worldwide figure is almost 32.6 million cases, with deaths closing in on 990,000. India is seeing a drop in daily COVID cases, but the figures are still devastating. In the latest 24-hour period, India reported 85,000 new infections, raising its confirmed case count to 5.9 million. Its fatality toll of more than 93,000 is third worst in the world, behind the United States and Brazil, which between them have lost 344,000 lives to COVID with a combined 11.7 million infections. The World Health Organization says COVID-19 rates are climbing across Europe and is calling on governments to be proactive to deal with new outbreaks of the disease ahead of the flu season. Cities around Britain are reimposing pandemic restrictions in the face of a new wave of COVID cases. The city of Leeds is barring people from meeting members of neighboring households, either indoors or in private backyards. In France, restaurant and bar owners in Marseille are protesting a French government order shut down today to battle a resurgence of coronavirus numbers. France recorded almost 16,000 new cases yesterday. The official death toll in the country to this point, 31,675. There is good news in Australia, where officials in the state of Victoria said today social distancing restrictions will be eased earlier than previously announced as new daily infections hold near three-month lows. Victoria reported just 12 new COVID cases over the latest 24-hour period. Victoria's capital, Melbourne, Australia's second-largest city, has been under a strict pandemic lockdown for nearly 2 months. More news online at voanews.com. This is VOA News, and I'm Gene Randall. VOA1.